Planet Fitness Judgment Free Zone Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS, WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us.
From Beasley Media Group Station, home of the Mamie Roy and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
What you're hearing is actually an experiment. Scientists placed a Yankee, a Southern boy, and a Miami girl in the same room to observe how they interact with each other. For reasons unexplained, they created the Mamie, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. If they see other humans, they tend to make immature jokes, so we place them on the radio for your safety.
Once I get lubed up, I'm ready to go. I'll talk to anybody.
Okay, that experiment failed.
Kiss 95.1, home of Charlotte's Morning Show. Mamie, Roy, and Loren.
Hi!
What up?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Hi.
You can't tell, but I'm just saying hello. I'm not saying hello. I'm just,
oh.
Hello?
Oh, you can't tell. No.
Let me hear you do it.
Hub?
Hub?
I said, what?
You say hub?
I said, hello.
Now you said hello. Hub?
Yep.
You two God, I love you. Just amuse each other. Yep. It is so, like, that is amusing to me.
that was funny.
Yeah.
Yep. It doesn't take much.
No. I see Roy's smile and I just start laughing. Mm-hmm. It's infectious, that smile. I hope Sterling appreciates your sense of humor, buddy.
I think he does. Majority of the time.
Yeah.
It depends on what I'm joking about.
You've learned each other's nuances.
Yeah, I learned to stay away zones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The hot topics.
Yeah. I said something yesterday. I thought for sure Amanda was going to be like, shut up. And she laughed.
Oh,
I was
wow.
like, you still got it, man. By the way, I'm really bummed out.
What's wrong? This is the thing you texted me about?
Yeah,
I don't know why you were such an idiot.
I don't know. Why did we decide to put it on my credit card? Because I felt bad not paying you right away?
So to get I don't know what it was. To get the radio family up to speed, Manny has been this really nice gift for his wife. And he didn't want his wife to see it. So I sat here, because I'm also, do you want to tell people what it is? Or
sure, you can at this
point. Did you already tell your wife?
She found out last night.
Oh. Okay.
So it's concert tickets.
Yeah.
And I'm going as well. Loren's going. We're all going. And it's a great seat, and it's for your wife. But I remember sitting in here and I pulled out my card and I said, hey, do you want to put it on my card? And then you said, no, but you know why you didn't want to put it on my card? Because you would Venmo me and you thought that she would get suspicious about the Venmo and that the money coming out of your account would still be.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't want to not. I mean, it was kind of expensive, but mm-hmm. and I'm for two of us.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I don't want to leave Roy hanging on that money.
See, you should have just asked me, because what I would have told you to do is just Venmo him over like 2 weeks and in smaller increments. Yeah. And then you could have just said it was for lunch. Just follow my lead. I've done this a time or two.
Yeah. Damn it. You were gone that Friday.
I know.
But I was ready to pay. And then,
So my plan was, because I put it on a credit card that I have. It's the credit card that I buy Christmas gifts and stuff with.
Yeah.
And I look in the mailbox. Well, it usually comes on like, I usually get the bill on like the 23rd of November-ish. And it was like right before Thanksgiving. And I looked. And then I looked and looked and looked and looked. And then Amanda came home yesterday. She goes, I paid bills. And I found something. She's like, what's this? And I was like, oh, that's just, but it says like, doesn't say Live Nation, but basically it's like
concert ticket
experience.
Stuff. Yeah.
And she was really happy, but the thing that sucks now is, like, I don't have much else to give her for Christmas.
That was a big gift.
This was her big gift.
That was a big gift,
And her birthday is on November 21st, and so I got her the things that she wanted for her birthday, knowing that this was going to be the big gift.
Yeah.
And anyway, she's like, that's all right. And I was like, well, she's like, I already know who it is. I already know where our seats are.
How?
Because she watches she's that excited about it. Like, she was really excited last night. I just wish that was the 24th of December or the 25th.
Yeah.
But, and that you got to tell her that she didn't find it on her own.
Yeah.
Now, I wonder if when she saw it, she was immediately upset thinking that you've done something, or
that
she
was
knew
it
was a present.
Nope. Immediately upset because she saw the New Balance.
Okay.
And she's like, the New Balance is way expensive.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on here? Then she looked at the breakdown and she's like, I found a charge for, this amount of money. And I was like, oh, well, that's not just us. That's also Roy and Sterling are on that, too. So,
so hey, now I can pay you. Because now you don't have to worry about a weird influx of money and
yeah.
You're trying to keep everything secretive.
I know, and I felt really bad, but she was excited, and she knows all about it. So it's Justin Timberlake, and she's a huge Timberlake fan.
Yeah,
growing up in Memphis, and she remembers like going to singing competitions and stuff with him. And then all of a sudden, he disappeared. She said, "You know, he wouldn't come to the Tennessee State Fair anymore and sing.
Yeah,
he was gone." But I'm fortunate enough to know somebody from Memphis, Loren, who plays in his band, the Memphis Kids.
Yeah.
And so he sent us the specific link, and the deal was so good.
Yeah, it was pretty
amazing
sweet.
Good.
So we're lucky.
Amazing good.
And so she understands that there's like a pre-party. There's like a party pit area.
We're going to pre-party. Let's go to my place. Let's go to my place. Let's do drinks. I'll get the car service.
Yeah.
And then we'll take Porter on up.
You know Roy's excited about this because he never offers pre-party at his house.
Oh, it's a good night, man. We'll have a good night.
It's going to be fun. Now, the crazy thing is it's our first week back on the air after our winter break.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, we coast that week anyway.
And B, I'm leaving for a wedding the next day. So Amanda's like, I'm a little stressed that I got to be packed.
Oh, you're going to miss your flight.
Well, I can't miss my flight. My check-in time. You know, I'm in a wedding. I'm in a black tie, full tux wedding in the Bahamas.
Outside. You're going to be hot as hell.
I don't know if it's outside or not. But
I mean, if you go to the Bahamas, you're getting married on the beach. So you'll be outside at least for the ceremony.
You've been. It's at some beach club.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Everybody was like moaning about it to our friend. And he's like, talk to my wife.
Oh. Well, she knows. She's probably like, if I have to wear a hot dress, you boys are going to be wearing a hot tuxedo.
I mean, I would have been okay with a bikini. You know? We'll make it a bathing suit wedding, but I don't know.
So I love that you're taking the first week off of when we come back from vacation.
I know.
Is it the whole week or just a few days?
No, well, I leave Wednesday after the I'm leaving Wednesday. I have like a 1:30 flight.
Oh, so you'll do the show on Wednesday and go from here.
We're doing the show Wednesday? I thought after our Rachel on Tuesday, we're all going to call in sick.
I'm only out 2 days, but hey, we got a lot to do today. We got to remind everyone that tomorrow is our 7th annual Secret Santa broadcast from inside Levine Children's Hospital.
Yeah, we've teamed up with Morris Jenkins again, broadcasting live all day. We're trying to raise money for the kids inside Levine. You know, the sad truth is that they have to be in the hospital for the holidays getting treatments because they're sick or injured. And we want to bring a smile to those kids and maybe give them a toy during treatments that could possibly distract them, even for a second. So join us tomorrow. And you can donate right now if you want to get on a head start. Donate at kiss951.com.
I know sometimes you hear people say that it's a tough listen because it's so sad. But I assure you that every story we play has a happy ending, which is exactly what happens to almost 98% of kids that come into Levine Children's Hospital, Levine Children's Hospital.
And you're doing something good. Mm-hmm. It is a feel-good day at the end of the day to know that you can send a teddy bear upstairs to comfort a child in the hospital that's going to spend the holidays there.
Yeah. Yep.
So join us tomorrow starting at 6 a.m. Also, I would love if you could. Something very new has just been released. It's been something that we've been a part of is now being promoted nationwide.
Yes, and we'll talk about that at 9:05 this morning.
No, we promoted at 9:05 for 2 days in a row. Yesterday, literally, when we started talking about it, I'm like, oh, we're doing it at the same time slot. But no, we've done something that's being pumped out nationwide, and we hope you guys here in Charlotte enjoy it. It's called Mock Made, and it's a podcast about how things are made, but mockumentary style. So it's not real. It's fake. So like we meet.
It's improvised.
It's improvised. So we were just wrapping up episode 5 that was in production, and that will be soon released down the road. But in that episode, you meet Mr. Ballpoint, Mr. Bic, the inventors of the ballpoint pen, you know, and so you get to hear the backstories and how all these different things were invented.
And it's all comedy driven, we assure you.
On the first episode, we have a celebrity guest, Mr. John Reap, comedian from Hickory, North Carolina. He joins us on the pilot of Mock Made, and we have another celebrity.
Was that the toothpaste?
Yes, he was toothpaste. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was talking about the invention of toothpaste because I sent it off to Cody Zeller because Cody travels a lot and he works out a lot. And I'm like, hey, dude, are you into podcasts? He said, yes. I said, you got to check out the Mock Made podcast. Well, about 20 minutes later, he hit me back. He goes, ha, 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 the Mock Me podcast is pretty funny. You have so many possibilities, and the fact that you used a pine cone for toothpaste before toothpaste was invented was hilarious.
That's Cody Zeller from the Hornets.
Yeah, Cody Zeller. He says, I play a similar game when I meet new people, especially when I travel. I try to come up with the most creative identity for myself. This summer, I met a girl in Nashville and talked to her for an hour and a half about my career as a farmer. Oh, my God. I told her all about the corn, wheat, and beans that my family and I farm. I finally confessed when I figured out that she was actually really cool and down to earth, and we ended up dating for a bit.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
So. We need to get Cody on as a character.
I told him that. I told him that. I said, that's awesome. We need to do that.
Do you think you could also retweet our Mock Made podcast so we can get some downloads?
Well, I'm working on that, too. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I also sent it off to our friend Jade, who works at radio in New York, and she thought it was hilarious. She's like, send me more. Send me more. Which one should I listen to? The airplane one's very funny.
So the airplane one. Everyone thinks the airplane was invented in North Carolina. No, no, no. That's not true. It was invented in Wyoming. Because of a love affair. So that's a really good episode. But that's kind of the gist of it, guys. So please, wherever you get podcasts, we got it on BPod Studios, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify. Look up Mock Made. And hey, Cody Zeller likes it, so you should too.
M-O-C-K, Mock.
Mock.
Right. All right, awesome. Go check that out and share it and subscribe to it. Hey, we got to congratulate someone for 20 years of service. Today actually is a national day of mourning, and I know there's no the stock market's closed and there's no mail delivery today in honor of George Bush and his passing.
Oh, sorry, I thought you were going to say something else.
Whoa!
I thought you were going somewhere else totally with that. I apologize. I wasn't laughing.
Manny was saying something serious, and Lorraine came in.
I know, but
typically he does that with a pre-recorded laugh.
No. And I did that because I thought you were about to say something else.
That is one thing that's going on today. But we need to congratulate someone on 20 years of service. Somebody local, a local celebrity, and we'll do that coming up in under 7 minutes.
Welcome to the Manny Roy and Lorraine Morning Show.
Hey, Kiss
95.1,
who is
this? This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny Roy and Lorraine, Kiss 95.1.
You know, here at Kiss 95.1, there's a lot of different studios where a lot of big shows broadcast from, and one of them being one of our sister stations, Power 98, No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse, and we have them on the phone. Hey, guys.
Hi, I'm looking at you.
Oh. Are you? I don't see you. Wait. Roy, move your big head. I can't see.
Roy, move your big head. Whoa.
What is that about? So, no, it's a very special day. Well, yesterday was a very big day for you guys.
It was. It was No Limit Larry's 20th anniversary here at Power 98. He has been on the air since Jesus.
Does he remember when Jesus called in to win those concert tickets a long time ago?
It was for a Fetty Wap concert.
So, Miss Jessica and Burpee and Larry over there at Power 98, the Morning Madhouse, we just wanted to say congratulations, Larry. I know that being 20 years in radio myself is very hard, but being 20 years in one city here in Charlotte.
It's unheard of.
That's awesome, dude. Yeah.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Can we real quick before you go on the air play some songs that were popular here on Kiss 95.1 20 years ago? All right, you ready? Here, Aerosmith. Yeah, you know, Steven Tyler was a judge on American Idol. Maybe you'd be familiar with him there. Yeah.
So while you're sitting there,
he's singing.
All right, how about this one, Leezy? 20 years ago, this was a hit.
It's killing me. I can't believe.
All right. And we can't forget about, did you know Jay-Z was around on the top 40 music charts 20 years ago?
Really?
98? Yeah.
You guys play that on your throwback throwdown on Fridays?
Yeah. I played that yesterday.
Well, then maybe you played this one from Will Smith.
What's up? It's No Limit Larry, 825, Charlotte, North Carolina. Shout out to the Hornets.
Power 98.
Power 98, No Limit Larry in the morning.
Y'all are on CP time with this congratulations.
We are.
Oh, Jessica, you guys are funny. We want to say congratulations. Love you, Larry. Love you guys.
By the way, yesterday was No Lemon Larry Day for the city of Charlotte. They even got a proclamation.
I'm not honoring that. That's nonsense. No. I ain't going that far.
Thanks, guys. See you,
bud. Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
We have a new host for the Oscars.
No Limit Larry?
Nope.
He's been around for 20 years.
Not Give No Limit to Larry.
After it's his two time. Years,
after 2 years of Jimmy Kimmel. Kevin Hart will take over for the 91st Annual Academy Awards.
Well, they're missing out because No Limit would have been a great time.
That's right. Mm-hmm. You can watch the Oscars February 24th on ABC.
Actually, we heard mostly Miss Jessica. Was Larry even in the studio?
Yeah, I heard him. I think he liked the music part because he was singing.
He was singing. All right.
Anne Hathaway, she's been offered a role in Sesame Street, the movie. She hasn't officially accepted anything yet, but it is going to be a musical, so...
Oh,
yeah.
Sunny days.
So she has some talent in that realm.
Okay. Royce, just our luck that like Larry was in the bathroom the whole time. And he wasn't even in the studio to hear our congratulations.
Somebody else was pretending to be him.
You have toilet flush.
Yeah.
All right. So it looks like Cardi B and Offset have called it quits. In an Instagram video, she said that they're not together anymore. She said, while they still have love for each other, things haven't been working out for a really long time. But I feel like they've only been together for a year or married for a year.
And Nicole,
they kept that a secret for a long time.
We watched the video of her talking about it. Mm-hmm. And she said, you know, we just get along. We're good business partners and we're good friends. But we're going to get divorced. She goes, I don't know how long it's going to take. And then Nicole goes, look, I think she's naked in this video.
Whoa.
Like she keeps it from the neck up. But
yeah. Maybe she had a tube top on.
That's how I want to do my breakup video.
Naked.
Yeah.
All right. So Kim Kardashian, if you saw this, Kanye West was taking some heat for being on his phone during the Cher show. And Kim Kardashian is coming to his defense and saying that he was merely taking notes.
Honestly, he was on his phone taking notes. He definitely wanted to apologize for being on his phone because he's like, I get it. I am a performer. I would love people when they're in the moment. But he was like taking stage notes and taking things and like in his phone.
It sounded like somebody laughed when she said that.
Honestly, he was on his phone taking notes.
Sounded like that's the most ridiculous thing ever heard. You know, there's so much Kardashian news. I forgot that they closed all their Dash stores.
Yeah.
I don't know why I came across that on the internet yesterday. I'm like, really? They closed all of them?
They're making hand over fist other places now.
Would you go to order somebody a Christmas present?
Honestly, I was kind of.
Coming up at the 7:30 Dirty, Kim's not done talking. She has something to say about Kylie and Travis's relationship and if they're engaged or not.
Thanks, Loren. Mm-hmm. I can vibe that we're going to have a good show today. I sense that the energy early on is good.
I brought lasagna for breakfast. Ooh. It's great.
Great. We've also got Kissmas tickets for you. We'll tell you how you can win those coming up. Don't go anywhere. Hang out like 5 minutes.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on Kiss 95.1.
So we've got tickets to go to Kiss's concert 2018. All week long, we've been giving away tickets. So many people are winning. And if you don't win, we recommend you go buy your tickets. They literally are going fast. And before you know it, there's going to be none left. Just head over to kiss951.com to get your tickets.
Yeah, there's going to be Why Don't We? Sabrina Carpenter, the band Bryce Vine, and we have a new one that's been added. You guys know who that is?
I thought it was a secret.
It's not.
The Roy Brown didgeridoo.
No. New national recording artist, Ava Max.
That's cool.
Yeah, just been added to the lineup.
And you just never know how many more surprises are could be in store for you. You just never know, like, Why Don't We might bring somebody. You never know when you go to concerts like this. So get your tickets, kiss951.com, or you can win them right now, right here on the MRL show.
All right, let's bring in Amanda from Matthews.
Hello.
Hey, Amanda.
Hey.
If you win these tickets, who are you going to take?
My boyfriend.
Okay. Sounds good.
Good little date night.
Your little date night. That's right. This is a little game, Roy and Loren and Amanda, that we came up with off the air yesterday after the show in our brainstorming session. We said, let's play a game where we are going to say what someone on the show said, and then the contestant will have to guess which member of the MRL show said it, Maney, Roy, or Loren.
Oh, great. Okay.
Okay.
You guys remember that meeting?
Yeah.
So, Amanda, here is the quote, and you tell us whether it was Maney, Roy, or Loren who said it, okay?
Okay.
This is the quote now. I'm taking my pants off next time. Now, don't answer right away. Think about it a little bit. Maybe Roy can help you work through it. I'm taking my pants off next time.
I mean, that sounded like butter coming out of your mouth.
I did. But see, I like to take my pants off as soon as I get home. We did just ruin the Ren's pants yesterday.
Yeah, and Maney takes his pants off daily.
What a show.
Yeah. We like to get naked.
Bunch of nudists.
All right, Amanda. It's a good thought process. So, you know what we broke it down to? It could be any one of us.
Yeah.
We were no help.
Who do you think it is?
I'll say
Loren. Let's go to the tape. I'm taking my pants off next time was?
I'm taking my pants off next time.
Hey!
It was Loren!
It was me!
Yay, thank you all.
Why'd you say that?
Who knows?
Because of the lemon juice challenge.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, and they got all over my pants, the lemon.
Yeah.
So the next time we do the easy squeezy lemon squeezy game? You're taking your pants off?
Yes. Okay.
And like yesterday, I think I said, Loren only likes 14 inches.
We were talking about my 14-foot Christmas tree.
I tell you, we say a lot of weird things.
Yeah. All right, Amanda, congratulations. You and your boyfriend will be at Kissmas Concert 2018, December 13th, Rooftop 210. All ages, we'll see you there.
Okay, sounds good. Thank
Congrats.
You.
And another pair of tickets. Although we probably won't do them tomorrow because we're in the middle of Secret Santa, so we'll Secret do two Santa. On Friday.
Perfect.
That'll be a lot of fun.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Maney, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
So I said earlier this morning that I was kind of bummed out because I bought Amanda some concert tickets. And I tried to get to the credit card bill before it came in so that she wouldn't see it.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be her big Christmas gift to go see Justin Timberlake at the Spectrum Center. And a lot of people are like, well, Maney, you work in radio. How do you not get that stuff for free? This is kind of a different experience. And
we don't really get tickets for free money anyway.
Not too much.
No, that's true. We don't. And if we do, it's like whatever's left over that like people don't pick up. And, I wanted to give Amanda a really cool experience. It's like kind of up close and personal. You can anybody can buy these tickets. So I did. She got the bill. She found out that her Christmas present, she found out about it on the 4th of December.
That stinks.
So when did you or when did someone screw up your Christmas or the surprise that you had? 704-570-9595. Doesn't even have to be Christmas. Any surprise that got ruined.
Let's talk with Madison and Charlotte. Madison, welcome to the Maney, Roy, and the Rim Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good morning. So tell us what happened.
So it was Christmas a couple of years ago, and my mom had this like huge surprise planned for us, and it was like our big gift for like the whole year. And we had these little envelopes, and we had to, like, solve this, like, puzzle. It was really, really cute. She put a lot of time and effort into it. My little sister rips it open and pulls out one piece. She's like, oh, we're going to St. Croix. I hadn't even, like, opened the envelope.
At least that was just minutes apart.
Oh, yeah. We were, like, minutes apart. But at the same time, like, my mom, she was like, oh, come on. You didn't even, like, solve it. She was so disappointed.
That's funny.
Hey, how was the trip, Madison? Was it good?
Oh, my gosh, it was amazing. I would love to go back someday.
Yeah.
My aunt and uncle lived there at the time.
So I've had the drinks. I haven't ever been, though.
St. Croix?
Yeah.
Yeah. She said her aunt and uncle lived there.
Those drinks aren't nearly as good as the actual experience.
Oh, I'm sure.
Thanks, Madison. You know, I love that show, Caribbean Life. It's on, like, HGTV. And it's like, this couple moved from Nebraska, and they're looking for their dream home in St. Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
And they got, like, this beautiful home on a cliff overlooking the ocean for, like, $28,000.
Yeah.
Like, I'm doing it wrong.
Let's bring in Betty from Fort Mill. Betty, welcome to the Maney, Roy, and the Rim Morning Show.
Hello.
Hi. So how was the Christmas ruined?
Well, my husband ruined it. He always finds his Christmas gifts. He's like a child. So 2 years ago, I hid his Christmas present in my old prom dress in the back of our closet.
How did he find that?
He was looking for it, but he says that he accidentally found it while he was trying to find something to wear. So either he likes to wear women's clothes or he was looking for it.
He's like a bloodhound. Yeah. He smelled that thing out.
He goes, sweetie, I was putting on your prom dress.
Yeah.
And, that's funny.
That stinks, Betty. And he does it to himself, though. You know,
yeah,
I mean, he's
why would you want to know? I don't want to know.
Me neither. My brother Kevin was like that. He would wake us up when we were younger, and he'd be like, it's like 2 a.m. He's like, let's go look. And everybody's like, go back to bed.
Yeah. As kids, though, I get it. But as an adult, like, you kind of want that surprise. We're getting a ton of text messages to the studio. Someone's daughter was snooping through their luggage and found boarding passes to Orlando. So they knew that they were going to Disney and told the other three kids, ruined it for everyone.
Oh, wow.
And then 704 texted and said, Mani, the same exact thing happened with me and my husband. My husband bought me a surprise. I saw the box and immediately knew what it was.
Yeah.
Keep the conversation rolling. 704-570-9595. You can also send us a tweet at the MRL show.
Yeah, poor Jackie. We can't get to her, but she was on using her boyfriend's laptop and was on Amazon and saw the recently viewed thing. That'll get you, too, you know?
Yeah, that's why I don't let Sterling own my Amazon, because I buy stuff.
That's smart. You know? I should have just let you buy the thing.
I know.
Coming up next with the
Manny
Roy and Loren show.
It's a big day for someone here on the MRL show. A certain mommy is sending her child to school for the first time.
I know.
What could possibly go wrong? We're going to talk to our very own Loren here in just a couple minutes. It's Cash's first day of school. We're going to find out some more about what's going on, and we want to hear from you guys. First day of school disaster stories. Coming up just after 7.
WMKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's KISS 95.1.
So something you may not know about is now starting to go a little bit nationwide, and we want to tell you about it. The Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show has secretly been working on a project called Mock Made. And it's finally been released. It's a new podcast. And we had a celebrity join us for the first episode, and it's pretty much where each of us here in the studio take on different characters. So example, just to give you an example, on one of the episodes, we meet Mr. Bic and Mr. Ballpoint, and those are the people that created the ballpoint pen. And we tell a whole mockumentary-style backstory on how things are made. Another example, North Carolina known for inventing flying.
First in Flight is on our license plate.
Not so fast.
Got to go to Wyoming because that's where it really happened. And it was all for a love affair. So it's a phenomenal podcast. And I really encourage you to take some time to go look it up in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, bpodstudios.com.
We want it to be a little different. A lot of podcasts are, you know, super serious or, you know, about murders and very interesting stuff. But we wanted to go the comedy route. There's not that many, unless you're a comedian.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Comedy, funny podcast, and we think we found something here with Mock Made. It's actually kind of fun. So
a couple celebrities join us in season one.
Yep. In fact, I told Cody Zeller of your Charlotte Hornets to listen to it while he's on the treadmill, and he texted back and said that it was a really funny podcast and he enjoyed it.
Good.
So yeah, there you go. Celebrity endorsement.
Look at that. If Cody Zeller likes it, you should too.
Hey, Loren, today's a big day for you.
It is.
Congratulations. Tell everyone what's going on in your life.
So baby Cash is going to his first day of Wii School.
Yay!
He is 2 years old, and he just turned 2 in October.
Is it really called Wii School?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's not preschool yet. It's Wii School.
That's cool, though.
Yeah. And we wanted to put him in something because we're still kind of battling that speech delay. And our speech therapist and our doctor said that maybe, you know, he'll be better suited to learn from other kids his age. When he sees them talking, he'll say, oh, well, they get what they want when they tell. So, you know, maybe I should start talking and learn from them as well.
You haven't had him in daycare.
No.
That's how Dean was too, like a one-on-one nanny.
Right.
Right.
He's been with a nanny for 2 years. We've got him going for his first day. He only goes 2 days a week from 9 to 1. But I am so nervous. And maybe this is just me. I don't even know. But I'm like, what's the over-under that he gets kicked out?
No. My God. He's not going to get kicked out.
Yeah, but here's my whole thing. Is like, Cash is, because he's speech delayed, he gets frustrated very easily when he can't tell you what he wants. Now, me as mom, I know what he wants half the time, so I can avoid the meltdown. But I am so afraid that he's going to get to class and, like, someone's going to take a toy away from him and he's going to just, I mean, lay himself out on the floor and be unconsolable.
They know how to deal with that. In fact, we have a kindergarten teacher that's
on hold. Preschool teacher.
Oh, preschool, yes.
Yeah, preschool teacher. Laura in Rock Hill, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning.
Hey, Laura.
Hey, so, Loren, first of all, I just have to say, great job. I know it's not easy to send your two-year-old to school, but it really is important, especially, you know, just to have some interaction with other kids on a regular basis. So that's awesome that you're doing that.
Thanks.
And he probably will fall out on the floor and have a meltdown, and that's okay because that's what two-year-olds do. And like Roy said, that's what we're here for, is to help him out. But my biggest suggestion is, while he's still getting used to it, especially since he's only going 2 days a week, call in around 11 o'clock and say, hey, how's he doing? Can I have a picture of him? And maybe for the first couple of days, don't make him wait all the way until 1 o'clock. Maybe go pick him up at 11:30 or 12. Make it a little shorter the first couple of times if he's having a hard time.
Huh.
But if they're good teachers, or, you know, the director at the school, you should be able to call in and say, hey, you know, is he crying uncontrollably? Do I need to come pick him up? Or is he adjusting fine and he's okay and I should leave him? But they should send you pictures or something if they're, you know, if that's in their school policy. You should be able to check in on him and make sure he's doing okay for the first couple of days that he's there.
Yeah, so they do this cool thing where they have an album, and I'm not, because this is his first day, I don't know how often they update the album, but there are photos that they upload to the album, so you can see what they're doing. But
yeah.
I did ask the question, like, does he have to stay until 1 o'clock? And they made it sound like he should stay until 1. Mm. So I don't.
Yeah, well, and follow their guidelines, because as much as, you know, he is your baby, they do have a good reason for everything they do. And so, you know, they'll feed him. And I'm sure since he's new, they'll give him more hugs than everybody else. Send him with his lovey or one favorite little thing. Don't let him take a whole bag full of stuff, but something small that can remind him of you. Some moms will even, like, give him a little T-shirt or something that smells like them. They can hold on to.
Who's taking him, Dallas?
Dallas and my mom this morning.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah,
oh,
I figured since I couldn't be there, I wanted her to go. Although they're probably going to think they're husband and wife because my mom looks so young. and, you know, I say right now, they're like, no, just leave him there until 1 o'clock. And I'm like, oh, but you haven't seen him around nap time, which is around 11:30. You're going to be calling me.
Yeah. They might nap him, though.
No, they don't nap him. Yeah, they try to stretch him.
Is this a Dr. Phil boot camp he's going to? Or what?
No, but we've been doing a really good job prepping him for this schedule. So we've been trying to stretch him out and not let him nap until 2 in the afternoon now, which will be when
he
gets home from school.
Hey, Laura and Rock Hill, thank you so much for what you do. Being a teacher,
yes,
we love you.
Thank you.
Enjoy your full week off next week after the winter storm, okay?
All right.
Yeah, down there in Rock Hill. Nobody's
going.
Nobody's going to school next week. Thanks. If this winter storm happens.
Yeah, I think it's still supposed to be north of us, right?
I mean, different models are saying different things.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Loren, I'm happy for you, and I know it's nervous, but I can't wait to hear about the first day tomorrow.
Thank you.
Do you want to hear from people?
Yeah, I'd love to.
On like, what could possibly go wrong on the first day of school for a preschooler?
Yes, because it might make me feel better when somebody calls and says, hey, you got to go pick up your kid.
All right, 704-570-9595, first day disasters. Producer Nicole says she has a horrible one. It happened at kindergarten. We'll get to all these calls in 5 minutes.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
Yay, it's a big day here on the MRL Show. Loren's son Cash is going to Wii School.
Yeah, his first day.
What could possibly go wrong, right, producer Nicole?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, there's a...
So much?
There's a lot.
What happened on your first day?
So my first day of kindergarten, the whole day went fine, like at school and whatnot. It was afterwards, the way I rode the bus and the way that they that we figured out, like, what bus we wore, is they had a piece of construction paper that had a color on it.
Okay.
And then on the bus, like, on the doors, it had, like, a laminate of that color. So that's how you knew what bus you got on.
Whoa.
But they would line you up, and they would say, like, okay, bus purple. Yeah, and then you'd go in single file line, whatnot. So I thought that my construction paper was red. Apparently, it was magenta.
Oh.
Yeah, that's hard for
right?
kids
like
that
I'm in
young.
Kindergarten.
Yeah.
So I get on the red bus, and I fall asleep. You know, school's exhausting. And yeah. Next thing you know, the bus is, like, stopped, and no one else is on the bus.
Ooh.
They were cleaning out the bus. Like, 2 hours had passed.
Oh, no.
And meanwhile, like, I didn't know this, but, like, my mom and dad are at the school, like, freaking out.
Oh,
like,
I bet.
Because it, like, stops in front of my house. No one gets off.
Oh, my gosh.
Could you imagine?
So, I would go into, like, freak out.
Yeah.
Liam Nielsen, like, somebody took my kid. I'm going after someone.
So the bus driver is, like, we're in the compound. Like, she's cleaning the bus. And she's like, honey? And so I woke up, and so she sees my construction paper in my book bag, realizes that I was on the wrong bus.
Aww.
So she drove me back to the school where my parents were with the principal freaking out. And then this point is like 4 or 5 o'clock,
oh.
like getting dark.
I bet they never used magenta ever again.
Yes, you should be the reason why magenta gets taken off our color spectrum.
I still don't even know what magenta is.
Me neither.
Oh, man.
But Amanda thinks I'm colorblind anyway. Oh, my gosh. Did your parents recover nicely?
Good. I don't know right. how they did. I mean, if I, you know, because they had been so excited to see her. The school bus leaves, no child.
Yeah. I want to, she left already, but I want to know if she ever rode the bus again.
Well, that'll be a Facebook exclusive on Kiss 95.1 Facebook page. You can go watch MRL TV there live.
All right, Nikki and Charlotte, you are live with the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Hi, guys. So my first day of school, I was terrible. I thought that if I got really mad at my mom when she dropped me off, I like held onto her leg and was screaming, and it took 3 teachers to pry me off of her because I had a death grip.
Aww.
And then all throughout the day, I was really just evil to everybody.
Yeah.
I was throwing things at other kids. I was like, I hit the teacher when she tried to get me down for a nap. I was really mad, and I like thought that if I was bad enough, I could go home.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't have to go back. Well, that didn't really work out because my grandma was the closest and they knew it. And so my grandma came and picked me up. And I don't think anybody's ever got whooped like I got whooped the whole way home.
Oh, my God. Thanks, Nikki.
See? The man, they'll handle some punches. It's fine.
One more.
They can handle an attack.
One more before we get into your dirty. I think this is going to be better. I really do. I have a good feeling.
All Amber right. and Rock Hill, welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Hi. Good morning, y'all.
Hey, Amber.
It's about my oldest son. He is high-functioning autism with Asperger's syndrome. So I understand your hesitation and your reservation with Cash and his speech and everything, because they do get frustrated extremely easy around simple tasks that they're not used to doing.
Mm-hmm.
But we had decided to put him in a private preschool and everything where we paid for the weeks and all that good fun stuff. And 3 days in, he got really frustrated with his teacher and couldn't express himself, so he took his shoe off and threw it at her. And then, so she goes and gets the principal. He gets really frustrated with the principal, proceeds to take his other shoe off and throw it at her.
Oh, no.
So then we get a phone call to come get him. But we, of course, you know, explained it to him, what he was doing and everything. But in a way, I think it was somebody in a way of intervening, because we actually found a better school because they told us we couldn't come back.
Oh my gosh. Oh no.
Thanks, Amber. See, Larenk, what can go wrong?
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Larenk. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. It's 95.1.
The worst that happens, he gets banned forever.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
And the teacher gets a black eye.
Yeah, you know, I'm afraid more for diaper changes than anything, because Cash does not like his diaper being changed. But I will say, we found a very inexpensive preschool for this reason, because if he got kicked out the first month, no harm, no foul. We didn't put $1 million into
it. There you go. All right, give us a real express dirty. Let us know what's going on.
All right, so Cardi B and Offset have called it quits. She took to Instagram and said that they're not together anymore.
Things just haven't been working out between us for a long time. And it's nobody's fault. It's just like, I guess we grew out of love.
Like the music
but
in the back?
We're not together anymore. I don't know. It might take time to get a divorce.
All right.
And I believe she was naked. Nicole and I both think that she was not wearing any clothes in that. It's her neck up.
She could have had a tube top on.
Didn't look like it.
All right. Anyway, Ariana Grande, she comes to Pete Davidson's defense and took to social media to be like, hey, guys, let's be a little bit gentler with people's feelings and put positivity into the world. She also said, though, that she wasn't able to see a lot of those comments because she's been blocked by Pete.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
Priyanka Chopra and Nick Jonas, we know that they're married, but now more details are coming about their fabulous wedding. And one of the details, if you haven't seen the video yet, you've got to go to kiss951.com and check out all of the intricate details to their wedding. She had these two wedding dresses. One was red, which is one of my favorite Indian traditions. And then they also had a Christian wedding where she walked down the aisle with a 75-foot veil. It took six people to carry her veil down the aisle.
There's drone footage of it.
Yes.
It's beautiful, actually.
It really is. So go check that at kiss951.com.
All right,
that's your dirty.
Let's play Can't Beat the Rain. 704-570-9595. Call now. Take her down.
Now it's time for Can't Beat Lorraine on Kiss 95.1.
Vanessa and Charlotte, welcome to the Mani, Rory, and Lorraine Morning Show.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Hey. You're playing Can't Beat Lorraine today. Are you alone or you got somebody in the car with you?
I have a kid with me. I'm actually driving them
full. Oh, no, your phone's breaking in and out, so let's quickly play. Throw her out of the studio before we lose you.
I'm going.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
All right, Lorraine is leaving the studio, and she is gone. Go ahead, Mate.
All right, question number one. Cardi B officially is a single lady. Who is her baby daddy slash husband that she just split from? Vanessa, are you there? No, we lost her.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll find somebody else to play Can't Beat Lorraine. 704-570-9595. Nicole, just grab somebody, whoever calls first. And knows the answer to that question. I'm not changing it. You got a bonus.
Yeah, 704-570-9595.
We lost her, so you can come back in.
Yeah, we lost her.
I had a feeling that was going to happen.
Yeah, she must have gotten into a bad zone because Nicole normally, make sure your connection's good.
Yeah. So now what happens?
Well, no one's calling the show currently.
Well, no.
There they go.
10-second delay.
I'm sorry. I can't do the math. All right, so we'll get the phone calls in. We have a lot of good stuff still on the show coming up. We do, by the way, want to remind you that Mock Made, it's a new podcast featuring the Mani, Roy, and the Rim Morning Show. It's a mockumentary about how things are made. You can download that right now in Google Play, Apple Podcast, or bpodstudios.com. Okay, we got Rebecca from Concord. You're ready to play.
How far did you get in the first set?
One question.
Wow, okay. One question. So go ahead and throw Lorraine out of the studio, Rebecca.
All right, Lorraine, time to get out.
I'm going.
Right.
Again.
Lorraine is leaving the studio again. And she is gone again. Okay, question number one, Mani, go ahead.
All right, hey, Cardi B is officially a single lady. Who is her baby daddy slash husband that she just split from, just announced?
Offset.
And question two, Pete Davidson has apparently blocked his ex-fiance on Insta, and we're now just finding this out. Who is Pete Davidson's ex?
Ariana Grande.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Demi Lovato made another return to Insta where she stands for girl power after a Brazilian jiu-jitsu session. True or false, Demi started as a Disney star?
True.
And Kim Kardashian's husband received heat for being on his phone during a Cher show, but she revealed it was actually him just taking notes. Who is her husband?
Kanye West.
All right. And question five, a holiday question. In the claymation classic, The Year Without Santa, there are two Miser brothers. Can you name either one of the Miser brothers?
No.
Okay. Come on in, Lorraine.
All right, Lorenz, she got four correct.
Okay.
It's going to be a tough battle. Here we go.
All right, question number one, Lorenz. Cardi B and Offset, they officially called things off. Oh, crap. I said that wrong. Dang it.
Well, this is a cluster.
I'll go ahead and give it. I won't give it to you. I'll go and mark you as wrong.
Why?
It's only fair we give it because he told
just
you
that. Just throw out the question altogether so they make it three to whatever. She.
No, sorry about that. Fair. I read it wrong. It's going against you.
Yeah, it's going against you.
Whatever.
Let's play. Ready?
All right.
Now you got a tie to win. You got a tie to win. Pete Davidson has apparently blocked his ex-fiance on Insta, and we are just now finding out about it. Who is Pete Davidson's ex?
You don't want to say her name, too?
Just give me the answer.
Ariana Grande.
Demi Lovato made another return to Insta where she stands for girl power after a Brazilian jiu-jitsu session. True or false, Demi started as a Disney star.
True.
That is correct.
Kim Kardashian.
She's also on Barney.
Kim Kardashian's husband received heat for being on his phone during a Cher show, but she revealed it inspired him and he was just taking notes. Who is her husband?
Kanye West.
That is correct.
Question five. Demi Lovato starred on what other show as a... No, I'm joking. Hey, The Year Without Santa, the claymation classic, had two Miser brothers. Can you name one of the two Miser brothers?
Snow Miser? Miser? Snow Miser.
All right, fine.
That is correct. She didn't know the answer. Okay. Yes, Rebecca, there was Heat Miser and Snow Miser.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Final score, 4-4, it's a tie.
All right, Rebecca, you know what we want to hear.
Well, I can't beat Loren, but I sure can tire.
You can.
All right, bye, Rebecca. Thanks for jumping in last minute and playing.
All right, listen, we got to get to something really fun here. It's called Worst Date Wednesday. I love this song too much.
I
don't want to talk on top of it.
No, it is Worst Date Wednesday, and we love hearing your stories. Whoever's been on a bad date, we're going to try and find you. Especially if it was recently. We love, like, if you were on a bad date this past weekend, within the last month. But we try and find the person who had the worst date experience.
704-570-9595. Taking your phone calls in 5 minutes.
If you have a second and you can safely do so, head over to the Kiss95.1 Facebook page over there. It's MRL TV.
Yep. We have like five cameras in here. You can watch us. It's all thanks downtown Cheapskate. I also want to remind you that we're part of a cool podcast called Mock Made that's just debuted nationwide. Make sure you... we have a couple celebrities that even joined the podcast, and the first one's up right now on the Kiss95.1 app, bpodstudios.com, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, wherever you listen to your podcast, download Mock Made.
Lorenz, today is Worst Date Wednesday.
Yes.
And we're looking for people who had the worst date maybe this weekend, maybe within the last 30 days or so. We like pulling this out every once in a while. There's another person on the phone named Lauren whose best friend is trapped somewhere.
Oh my gosh.
How are
still?
They? Yeah, what's going on?
So she's from North Carolina. She flew to Denver last Thursday, and he lived in Vail. So he was going to take her skiing and everything. So yesterday was their ski day. So they were actually at the ski resort, and she had just had enough of him being a complete jerk, and she left the resort, got an Uber to a hotel, and she's at the hotel now, but her flight isn't for another couple days, so she's just kind of stuck there a hotel.
Lauren, I think the one obvious question is, how did they meet?
Yeah.
I think he used to live in North Carolina, and they matched on Tinder a really long time ago, and just recently he kind of reached back out to her. And I really don't know. That part was kind of, like, weird to me. Like, I don't know why she would, you know, even take the time to go to a guy in Denver. But, you know, but to make it worse, today's her birthday.
Oh, and she's out there by herself.
Yep.
Well, but you know what? She's in a beautiful area. Go out and enjoy it by yourself. Yeah. Like,
yeah,
go out.
I think that's what she's going to do. She's just trying to, you know, make the best of it. But, yeah.
Well, can't any of our friends from American Airlines help her get standby on a flight to get her home?
Right?
Is she flying American, do you know? United is a big...
I have no idea.
Yeah, to go out there, too. You know, I thought Mainey, I thought your first date with your wife was like quite the commitment because you guys went to the Melting Pot and that's like a 3-hour dinner. I mean, this girl went across the country for a date and it went bad.
Yeah. But luckily our date was good, you know, but Amanda could have just driven home the 10 minutes. She wasn't trapped in Colorado like Lauren's friend. Will you update us like maybe on Friday and let us know how she's doing?
Sure.
Do you think he's going to try and hit her back up if he knows that she's still out there?
No.
Oh, I sure hope not.
He would have apologized already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much, Lauren, for calling the Main and Roy in the Rim Morning Show. Let's bring in Miranda. Miranda from Gastonia. You were one of our texters that we called you back. You have such a good story. We'd love it for you to share it.
Okay. So the guy and I had grew up together since we were younger, and we always just were like best friends, never anything more. And then one day, we just randomly just clicked, I guess, like that. And we had started talking, started dating. Well, we went on a date, and the whole time he was on his phone, and he was texting, and I would try to start a conversation with him, and he would just look up at me, hold the conversation for a few seconds, and then go back to texting again. So I kind of just gave up on trying to talk to him, and I just finished my dinner, and afterwards, he said that he had forgotten his wallet, which I feel like is a very typical thing to say when you don't want to pay for the dinner. And so he said that he had forgotten his wallet, so I was like, okay, and he's like, is there any way that you could cover it? So I said, okay, I covered it, and I left, and I was not happy when I left. And afterwards, he texted me and said that he really enjoyed the date and that he would love to go on another one.
What? I mean, like, halfway through that date, I'd be like, I'm sorry, am I bothering you?
Yeah.
Well, I was texting my mom the whole time because, we grew up together. Our parents knew each other very well. So I was texting her, and I told her, I was like, this date's not going well. Like, he's not talking. And, like, what do I do? And she was like, just stick it out. Try to keep a conversation with him.
You should have started texting him. You might have gotten farther with the date.
Pass the pepper.
I should have texted him and been like, is this the only way that we're going to communicate?
Pass the pepper.
Pass the pepper, please. P.S., how's your food tasting? Can I have a bite?
Yeah.
That's my passive-aggressive move. That's what I would have done.
And I love, too. It cracks me up sometimes when a woman has such a vision of how the date went, and the guy's is completely 180 on how the date went. And he's like, hey, I'd love to get together again.
Oh, man.
All right, Miranda.
He said he had a great time.
Thanks so much for calling, and thanks for listening to the MRL Show. We really appreciate it.
I remember I was at Ink and Ivy, and I saw two people clearly on a date. Clearly a date. And as I walked by the guy, I happened to look at him. He was on his phone. He was swiping on Tinder.
No. Oh, my God.
He was on a date.
That is crazy. All right, hey, we'll take more calls if you have it for us. Worst Date Wednesday, 704-570-9595. Plus, Loren, did you hear the news?
About?
Roy contacted someone from our past.
Ooh.
Someone everyone is going to want to hear about and everyone knows. We'll get into that coming up just after 8.
WMKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Hey, an hour ago we were talking to you, Loren, about your big day. Baby Cash going off to Wii School for the first time.
His first day.
Drop off yet or no?
No, I'm like furiously texting my mom and my husband because I'm like, make sure you take pictures of him before you leave and, you know, FaceTime me when you get there. And I still want to be part of it even though I can't physically be there.
What time is he due to arrive?
9 a.m. is there, like, we need to be in school.
Okay, cool. We'll check in again in another hour.
But it is Worst Date Wednesday. We're hoping to hear from you at 704-570-9595. Tell us about that awful date that you're on.
These are great.
Bringing in Kim from Lenore. Kim, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, Kim.
Okay, this is an old friend of mine. She had met this guy, and they was talking, and he wanted to take her out, but he didn't have a car. And she was like, oh, okay, I'll come and pick you up. He was like, you know, it's a big surprise, and he was going to show her where to go. She said she went and picked him up. Everything was fine. He was telling her where to go. They ended up at the soup kitchen.
As a date?
As a date. First date.
And
to eat the food or to volunteer?
Right.
To eat.
Oh. Well, at least it was free.
I think if that was a volunteer date, I think that's a really cute first date. I really do.
Yeah, but no.
I mean, the soup kitchen, obviously, for those people that are less fortunate. Kim, your friend, it should have been a red flag with the car. I know we've discussed this before on the MRL show. Like, ladies, would you be okay dating a guy without a car? And, like, most of the women were like, no, that's my standard.
I mean, he was creative. Yeah. He wanted to take her out, and he was like, I can't afford to. So, you know.
I mean, when she picked him up, did she pick him up from a shelter? And then they went to a soup kitchen? You know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
Like, why would he go to a soup kitchen as a first date? All right, let's take another phone call. Let's bring in Caitlin from Matthews. You're live on the MRL Morning Show.
Hi.
Hey, Caitlin. So, worst date Wednesday. Go ahead, join the convo.
Sure. I was dating this guy, and he told me that he wanted to go on vacation for a month. I mean, going on vacation, so just don't call me. So, I respected it. After a month, I realized we're kind of broken up. Whatever.
He told you I'm going on vacation. Don't text me?
Yeah, he didn't want any communication.
Okay.
So I thought it was weird, but I just wanted to respect it.
He has a girlfriend.
I went back on Tinder, and I met another guy who was cute, and he had the same name. Like, I really didn't think anything of it. We went to dinner, and he was just really off. But, again, I didn't think anything of it. He went to the bathroom for, like, 20 minutes. He was adamant about sitting in front of the window. He was texting the whole time, like, really aggressively texting. And he wasn't eating. He was just like, oh, I had a big lunch. Like,
oh, my gosh.
Why are we here?
So strange.
So we get to the car. I'm like, well, this is a weirdo. But, you know, I had free dinner. So, and then the guy who was on vacation calls me. And he says, you looked really great. Not only, he had been watching me the whole time. Not only was he watching me, he had set this whole thing up. And he had planted the guy on Tinder for me to go out with.
What?
Yes, I'm not kidding.
What a psycho. What's the end game there?
What?
Like, why did he do that?
He wanted to see that I was faithful, but I'm sorry, if you leave me for a month, we're broken up.
Yeah.
If you were faithful.
it was just such... And then he was just, like, telling me that was not even that guy's name, that... I was like, wow, this is just...
You got catfished.
I completely got catfished.
Doubled. The guy that you used to date set him up. Oh, my gosh, Caitlin, that is the strangest, and that is why we open up Worst Date Wednesday.
Yeah.
Thank you
for
the call.
You may win the day.
The police needs to watch that guy. He's going to do something someday.
Yeah.
He wanted to watch her to see if he was faithful. After, by the way, he said, I'm going on vacation for a month. Don't text me.
No communication.
Yeah.
But who goes on vacation for a month? He was with his girlfriend, and they probably broke up, and then he wanted to, you know what I mean, get back into that relationship.
Or he went to jail for a month.
Maybe.
This is Megan in Charlotte. Megan, welcome to the Mania Roy on the Rim Morning Show.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're doing really well. So tell us your story.
So it was actually my fault that it was the worst first date. One of my friend's brother had asked me out right before I was leaving for the military, and he wanted to go to dinner, and I was like, no, let's do lunch, kind of keep it casual. And I was on my phone the whole time, just kind of ignore him, you know. He was a friend's brother. It was nothing, no big deal. So fast forward 4 years after I come back stateside, I hit him up and was like, hey, you know, it'd be good to get together and catch up. We got on a date, and he stays on his phone the whole time, talking about himself the whole time. It was horrible. So he texts me after the date, and he's like, do you have a good time? I'm like, you know, not really. This was terrible. He's like, yeah, payback sucks, right?
He said what?
Payback sucks.
Oh.
He went out with you just to get back at you?
Yes.
Wait, he was really holding on to that. It had been 4 years.
That's the second sociopath we've heard of this morning.
Let's cancel the bit.
Man.
Thanks, Meg.
No, I feel like it's more important to do the bit now. Like, let's air out some of these people.
By the way, the guy that went to the soup kitchen seems like a catch now, doesn't he?
Keisha, I want some more.
Are you needing a little more MRL in your life? Take us everywhere with our on-demand podcast. Use our KISS 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
I love doing this with you guys. Real quick, before we get into the dirty, TripAdvisor put out a list of the best fine dining restaurants in the U.S. One of them is from South Carolina. Then they put out the best everyday restaurants and the best fast casual restaurants.
All right.
Okay. So the best fine dining restaurant in the U.S. Number one is one out of New York City. Number two is one out of New York City. Then you got Scottsdale, Arizona. Then you got Charleston, South Carolina.
Cool.
Circa.
I've never been to Circa.
Oh, it's delicious.
What's the New York City ones?
Daniel. Of course, Daniel? A restaurant named Daniel is going to be bougie and fine dining. And then the other one is Gabrielle Cruther or something.
Huh.
And then the fifth one I've actually been to. Amanda and I went on a date. It's called Flight Wine Bar and Restaurant in Memphis.
Oh,
if
wow.
anybody ever goes to Memphis, check out Flight.
That's cool. The fine dining, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, everyday dining. Loren, do you know Pain and Vino in Miami Beach?
I've heard of it, yes.
They were number one. Phil's Barbecue was number four in San Diego, California.
Hmm.
Because when I think of barbecue, I think of San Diego, Roy.
Yeah.
Give me a break.
Not North Carolina?
Mm-mm, no, nothing else in the Carolinas there. Now, the fast casual restaurants, the top five. Earl of Sandwich in Las Vegas was number two.
That's so funny to me.
Shake Shack.
These are like fast food restaurants.
Shake Shack is popping up all over the Carolinas.
Yep.
We got a new one in Ballantyne. The one in New York City is number three. Blaze Pizza.
Really?
Oh, I love Blaze.
They must have originated in Orlando.
Yeah, we got a Blaze here.
And number five is In-N-Out Burger in L.A. Where Roy and I went, and it was slammed.
Couldn't get a seat in the place, so we had to eat on a ledge outside of the restaurant.
That's true. Yeah. I remember that. It was sitting on a sliver of a sidewalk.
Yeah.
But it was worth it, though. It was good. But I still don't think In-N-Out is as good as everyone says.
It's okay. It's a burger. It's a fast food burger.
That's right. Nothing special. All right, we'll put this list up. There's a bunch of other restaurants you guys can go check out, too. Kiss95.1.com.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss95.1.
So Kanye West, he got a little flack for being on his phone during the Cher show, and Kim Kardashian came to his defense saying that he was merely inspired by the show and he was taking notes. She also weighed in on Kylie being married, which there are tons of rumors going on right now that Travis Scott and Kylie have gotten engaged, that they could possibly be married, because she refers to him a lot as her husband, but he just referred to her as his wife.
I'm literally need to ask her. That is going to be my next question on our group chat. We were chatting on the way over here, and I think we just all think like that's like, you know, what they call each other, but I have no idea. I'm just like you guys. I'll find out. I don't know if I'll share the news with you guys, but I'll have to ask.
Mm.
Okay.
Hurry up with my damn croissants.
Oh, well, Kanye wants you to hurry.
Okay, so Ellen inspired tears from Gwen Stefani when she told her that she deserves all the good things that are happening in her life right now. But she also, of course, tried to get some engagement details and see if her and Blake Shelton were engaged.
So Blake told me that y'all are engaged now. So,
No, we're not.
Yes, he told me you're engaged, so let's talk about that.
What are you talking about? We're not.
Well,
we're not engaged.
No. Okay.
We're not married.
Okay.
And he's my boyfriend.
Right. So when will you get married?
I don't know. I do not know.
Do you remember our Gwen interview?
Wasn't good.
Yeah.
No, it was good.
It was okay.
We got in trouble.
Yeah, she was not happy.
Well, but so what? We had to ask. It was on every single rag, like In Touch
magazine,
Weekly, People magazine, it was Gwen Stefani is pregnant. It wasn't just one. It was like a bunch of them. We were like, Gwen, how do you handle this? Like, and then we were like, for instance, like, look at the cover. You're on all four of them saying you're pregnant.
Yeah.
That was a pretty good way.
Yeah, we didn't ask her. We asked her how she deals with the rumors.
It was the roundabout way to ask.
Yeah, I know. But also an opportunity to address it if she wanted to.
Yeah.
And she did. And then we got a call back from her people saying she was all sorts of upset and she knew we need to take it out of the interview.
Uh-huh.
I didn't think she was upset. I thought her people were upset.
Did we take it out?
No.
Okay, I was like, I don't think we did.
That was the best part of the interview.
All right, so Ariana Grande, she is coming to Pete Davidson's defense. He posted that he was having a really hard time with the breakup because he felt bullied on social media. And Ariana Grande, she posted something on social media as well, saying that she cares deeply about Pete and his mental health and would never encourage any kind of mistreatment. We all need to be a little kinder to each other. But she also said, I haven't seen any of it because I am blocked.
Mm.
So, blocked by Pete Davidson.
He probably doesn't want to see your stuff. Everybody does that to an ex.
I totally get it.
It's okay.
Cardi B and Offset have called it quits.
All right. What's hot? What's trending? What should everybody have? What does Loren like?
If you have a ton of keys on your keychain and it drives you crazy because it's constantly a jumbled mess, I found the future of keychains.
I picture our intern Adam Driver having that issue.
Me
for
too.
Some reason.
Like a big janitor key ring. Yeah.
Just never took any off.
Well, this is called Key Smart, and it kind of looks like a pocket knife, and all of your keys fold into the little pocket knife. And
oh, wow.
As you need them, you can pull, you know, swivel them out. So you don't have that jumbled mess in your pocket or in your purse. It just keeps everything nice and type A if you're like me.
Okay.
You can find that and what Lauren likes at kiss951.com.
All right. So, guys, something that's going to shock you. I spoke to someone that we both used to know. Someone that's been on this show. Someone who's kind of disappeared from our lives. Someone that everyone in the car knows who this person is. And we got reconnected yesterday.
Misconnections.
And this time there wasn't a camera crew to film it.
Mm.
We'll talk about it coming up here in 5 minutes.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lauren on Kiss 95.1.
So yesterday, I had a phone call with someone that everybody knows, someone that's been on this show before, but they vanished away.
Hmm.
And I feel really bad about the phone call.
Oh, no. What happened?
But I spoke to Whitney Way Thor from TLC's My Big Fat Fabulous Life.
Oh, no kidding.
That's fine.
Yeah. But I feel bad because I called her. It was like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It was 2 o'clock in the morning where she was. She was in the Philippines.
And she answered?
Yes, she answered. And I heard her. I said, hello. And I'm like, hi. Is this Whitney? And she's like silent for a second. I'm like, oh, I got the wrong number. Like she's changed her digit or something. She's like, yeah. And I'm like, hey, it's Roy. And she's like, well, I'm in the Philippines and it's 2:54 in the morning. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry.
And Roy doesn't get any quieter. He's still like yelling into the phone.
Yeah, I know.
Right?
And she's clearly trying to be quiet because somebody's with her, you know. And here I am like, I am so, so sorry. And I'm like loud and I woke her up probably from a dead sleep, you know.
That's funny. How is she? How is old Whitney?
She seems to be doing really well. You know, we ended up just texting each other right after that. She seems to be fine. She's in the Philippines. How can you be having a bad time in the Philippines?
That's true.
Is she shooting over there?
I don't know. I don't know why she's over there. Okay. I don't know if she's like going to vacay or what.
Yeah.
She says just life's been crazy lately. She was, for those who don't know, we were part of Whitney's reality TV show called My Big Fat Fabulous Life. It airs on TLC Network, and we were with her for like 2 seasons. She started out as an intern, and she kind of graduated through the ranks of our show and became kind of a character on the radio show, and she had a very public dance battle.
Mm-hmm.
Through our radio show,
that's right.
TV show, but it was a fun. It's a great show. It's a fun. She's a fun person, and I was calling in to check on her and see what's what. So she says she's going to get back later in this month, and we're going to have a catch up, and we're going to talk more.
Okay.
My gosh, later this month? How long is she going to be there for?
She won't come back till December 15th.
Wow!
And so we're going to have a talk and catch up.
By the way, if you're anybody is new to the show, maybe you just moved here or whatever and you're a fan of the MRL show, I think you could watch some of those episodes on demand, and I can and I know people are watching because sometimes I'll get a direct message or I'll get a message on Twitter from people who are like, oh my God, I can't believe Manny said that to Whitney. And I was like, what?
Yeah,
it'll be like a random time of day
reruns.
And you have no idea that it's on.
Or reruns in a different country, you know? But I kind of want to know if she knows I'm gay because last time I saw her.
Yeah, they did the whole storyline on TV about how Roy and Whitney were going to be a thing.
Yeah, they were trying to hook them up.
And then the next time we were supposed to be on for a new season was supposed to be Roy coming out and stuff, and it just didn't work out.
No, it didn't work out. I think they wanted to film something different.
But I mean, like Roy made the tabloids and stuff because Whitney's a TV star, and it was like,
oh yeah, it was like People Magazine.
People Magazine, like Roy and Roy Brown from Kiss and Whitney Way Thor and item.
People from TMZ called me. I'm like, I don't know how to deal with this. How'd you guys get my number? You know,
I gave it to them.
Cool. Well, keep us updated.
I will. December 15th. So she's, you know, I can't wait to catch back up and see what's going on. But it's been so long since we've seen her.
Yeah.
So hopefully we'll get a good check in with her.
That's big news. We've held on to a lot of fans of the MRL show that found us through TLC. It was mind blowing. we have a radio show. We had it for 2 years before Whitney came on board. And then we would walk around in Charlotte and people would be like, I know you from the TV show. We're like, well, we're on 95.1 every morning.
Like, well, I don't listen to that.
Well, you better. Still to come. By the way, speaking of 95.1, Roy, we got to get into the mystery of someone posting a billboard of Kiss 95.1 out in front of their house up in the Steel Creek area.
No, I want to show up. I want to knock on that door.
Yeah, I have a theory what's going on there with that. Okay. We'll get into that. Plus, Loran, do you hate having a pet name?
No.
Does your significant other have one for you?
No, I actually love it.
Well, there's a new poll out. Not a lot of people love the pet name. We're going to get into that coming up, too. It's all here on the MRL Show.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
Loran, any update on Cash's big day? If you're just joining us, Loran had a big announcement this morning.
Yeah, baby Cash is, today's his first day of Wii school. I'm like so nervous and kind of a mess. And my mom is there with my husband and they just dropped him off and FaceTimed me in his classroom. So.
How is it?
He seems okay right now. He's like just kind of running around, but he won't stay in his classroom. Like he wants to go and explore the other classrooms too. So he keeps going into the other rooms.
So were other kids starting today as well? Is there like an enrollment or is he just jumping on the train?
So this is like the middle of the year for them and they had a child move out of the school. So then they had this opening.
Ooh.
Oh. So we just kind of jumped on it.
So cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, keep us updated. Do we post the picture yet?
I'm not sure. I sent them in the group text, but I was busy FaceTiming, so I haven't posted.
Follow at the MRL Show on Instagram, you guys, and go check out the sweet picture of baby Cash next to his...
I'll post it right now.
Next to his backpack. There's really nothing like it. Even when Dean went to, like, his preschool, just the fact that, Roy, he's out of her hands now, and and somebody else is in charge of him for a couple hours a day. And then wait to... Like, now I'm doing homework with Dean in kindergarten.
Really?
And he hates it. And, like, we're 2 months in.
Many more years.
That's what I tell him.
Many, many more years, sir.
And he's just like, me, I don't want to. That's good enough. All things that that's how I got through high school. So, Roy, tell everyone about this really interesting tweet that we got from our buddy Joe, who follows at the MRL Show.
Yeah, so he was driving through the Steel Creek area, and he saw a house that had kind of a... two yard signs, and it says it's not like professionally designed, and it's almost like they went to Lowe's and got like mailbox lettering. You know how you can get to put on your mailbox, and they kind of put tape together tune radio to FM 95.1.
Huh, that's interesting.
The house is a really nice, beautiful home. Has beautiful Christmas decorations in front of it, but in the yard is this tune radio to 95.1. Now, I did find out the exact address of who lives there, and I looked up the people who lives there, and I don't know them. I don't think you guys know.
No, but I have a theory about all this, though.
I love that you know who lives there now.
Oh, yeah. I totally looked into it. I looked up the tax history.
When did you become Loren?
I don't know. but what strikes me interesting about the sign that says tune radio to 95 to FM 95.1, it doesn't say KISS.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't say MRL.
Mm-hmm.
It says FM 95.1.
So they do have a Christmas display, Loren. And what's happening, I believe my theory is that Joe, our friend in Steel Creek, who took a picture of this, found a pirate radio station.
Yo, so you think that they're playing Christmas
they're
music?
They're playing Christmas music over the 95.1 frequency.
That goes with the lights outside their house.
Mm-hmm. When you pull up, you put on Kiss 95.1 or 95.1 and you get to hear that.
How can you do that?
Oh, anyone can bleed over on our signal if they broadcast it, but that's illegal.
And normally, we're shutting this down. I mean,
Scrooge,
we need every last rating we can get.
Mm-hmm. Couldn't he have chose like 87.5 or 4, like some weird number?
But seriously, it's supposed to be blank, like 88.1,
mm-hmm.
You know, even like 107.6 or whatever it could be.
But my thing is that Well, see, now I'm kind of torn because I'm sure his fake radio station's probably only for his house.
Right.
So that means when they drive up, they're hearing us.
That's what I
see
think.
And then they see the lights, and they all of a sudden hear Christmas music, drive away, then they hear us.
I mean, yeah, that's okay. It's like advertising for us.
But the only way that they would be able to use the frequencies if we're not on it.
Yeah, but I guess they're just bleeding over us. Which is strange, though, because if they hit a weird AirPod, because, y'all, there's a lot of science that goes into radio frequency, and, like, even on a cloudy day, we could be popping through his little Christmas decoration radio station.
Yeah. Well, let's help him out.
Okay. So if you're driving through the Steel Creek area, evidently some guy's got his Christmas lights set to us, and so right now they're probably going crazy.
We'll play a little Christmas music for everyone so that they can enjoy their display.
Okay. It is Christmas 95.1 in Steel Creek with the light show.
I'm currently looking at you out the top left window there. That's my bedroom. Nobody's in the basement of this house. No, nothing weird happened here. By the way, the picture the guy sent us too has the inflatables from the holidays.
Uh-huh.
I hate those.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because when they're not up, they look dead.
We have them in our lobby here, and I watched somebody put one up this morning. And it would look like the creepiest thing.
I mean, look at this. It's daytime and Santa's passed out face first.
Well, she sees nothing but asphalt.
Yeah.
What happened there? Look.
Oh, yeah.
You see Santa?
Yeah, he's drunk.
We need to go knock on the door.
Well, what do we do? How do we proceed?
One, we need to drive through Steel Creek and see if 95.1's even on. Because maybe it's blank there. I don't know. Maybe there's some weird frequency issue.
Maybe we'll send Adam Driver on Friday morning.
Hey, why are you using our frequency to broadcast your Christmas light show?
Yeah.
You know, when you go up to Concord to the Speedway, they have the same setup, but they use an unused frequency so you can listen to the Christmas music and the lights.
Right. I don't understand how they can say tune to 95.1
and then we're on it.
It's just going to be us.
Unless they're so powerful of the signal, they're bleeding over us.
Maybe.
They're going to need some pretty big wants for that.
Please, get our engineer's not going to be happy about this.
No.
I'm not happy about this.
Like, watch us, like, go through this whole thing, and they're just massive fans. Massive fans. Like, you know what? They got the charity broadcast at Levine tomorrow. Let's get them more listeners. We're going to show up with engineers, FCC, police, attorneys.
We're a whole parade of people.
We're ready to take the law and shut this operation down. And they're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Call it off. We got vans. Call it off. Vans of SWAT ready to take the house.
All good.
He's like, no, they're just fans.
WMKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
You told Loren she had a minute 23. I don't know if she really knew she had a minute 23. She's running back now.
I just saw her. So we have a camera we can see in our studio. We just saw her sprint out.
Hey, Brad Engineer, while you're in there, can you hook up the... just give us some taps. We want to hook up the studio phone lines from our new office, if you could.
Yeah, we have to move offices again, you guys. So it's so ironic. Anyone that works in a building where you're pushed around a lot, like kind of like Milton in the office space, you know, eventually ends up in the basement, that's where we are.
Yeah, and it's fine. I actually like where we're going. I'm excited about the move.
Yeah, we're going to the second floor.
It's back where we were originally.
Yeah, so funny.
Yeah.
What did the engineer say about our pirate radio station in Steel Creek?
So I told our engineer that. He doesn't want us talking about it. He's telling us
it's secret squirrel stuff.
But he's on it.
He's notified.
Good. Okay. I don't play.
Yeah.
Don't play with our frequency.
We are on it, man.
So a whopping 87% of Americans have pet names. And a new online study says 74% of Europeans do. Why is it that so many more Americans use pet names than Europeans? Isn't that weird?
I'm not sure.
Do your parents... Does your mom and her boyfriend have a pet name for each other?
Hmm. I don't think I can say on the radio.
Really? What? That's not a pet name.
I don't know, actually.
I didn't mean behind closed doors.
I'm not sure.
What about your parents, Roy?
They call each other pet names?
Mm-hmm.
No.
My mom and dad do.
What do they call each other?
Well, my dad calls my mom Honey Bunny.
Oh.
And it is like every 2 minutes. What are we having for dinner, Honey Bunny?
Mm.
Hey, Honey Bunny.
Mm.
If you're in the kitchen still, will you bring me another glass of water? Hey, Honey Bunny.
We have a friend in Miami who used to call her boyfriend Bebe, but she would say it like, I mean, like that. She would use it. Every other word would be Bebe, Bebe, Bebe. And we were like, I can't even hang out with you anymore.
hold on. I'm going to try and call Amanda. And
you guys, I know what your pet names are.
Yeah, we have a lot of them.
Yeah. I don't really have any.
Mm-mm-mm. You and Babe, Bay don't use one?
Babe. Hey.
Honey? You guys call each other honey?
Yeah, not really.
Because like in a gay relationship with two guys, is it you don't want to go too femme with your pet names too, right?
Well, you could. It doesn't matter. Just whatever you call each other.
Well, like Amanda doesn't call me honey.
Yeah. Well.
She didn't pick up.
Yeah. I just texted my mom too.
I call her love bug.
Mm-hmm.
Pup is a good one, like puppy.
I hear you guys say pup.
Yeah, and then like if she didn't clean up the kitchen or like didn't do something I asked her to do, I'll be like, I know there's a certain kitty cat who's about to get in trouble.
What?
Is that weird?
Really? I know a kitty cat?
Yeah. Or like, I know a certain puppy dog who's going to get in trouble.
Sterling used to call me Booby at one time.
Booby?
Yeah. But that stopped. Now I kind of want to know why it stopped. I'm just thinking about that.
Hey, Booby?
He'd say, hey, yeah.
704-570-9595. We literally have about 3 minutes left to hear your pet names, your funny pet names that you and your significant other use. You can also text that number, 704-570-9595, and we'll read a couple of them.
I mean, a funny nickname just in general. My sister was called by my parents Pooter.
Dallas is in my phone as Bron Bron Unicorn.
But you don't ever say that in person, do you?
Sometimes I say Bron.
Hmm.
Because he's so rare, he's a unicorn?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's just Sweetie and Babe.
But you and your mom and your dad seem real sweet to me, like real Southern sweet. Do they, they don't have anything?
No, it's just like, they'll say Mom and Dad, but that's not a pet name.
Yeah.
Like they'll call each other Mom and Dad?
Yeah.
Hmm. Baby Bear. That's another one.
I like your pup, but I can't get on. Like, I can't start that now, you know?
Well, you don't want to take someone else's thing?
Well, no, and I think it's weird that 8 years into a marriage, I would start calling him pup out of nowhere.
Well, think about my I had a nickname of Booby, and it randomly stopped.
Hey,
man, you know what? I probably get self-conscious about my weight.
I'm like, Could you stop calling me that?
Don't call me Booby anymore.
Also, but here's the thing. Pup, if Amanda calls me pup, I'm more willing and likely to do the next thing that follows because it's more of a fun thing than, like, Steven, laundry.
Yeah.
If she's like, pup, do the laundry, please. That's just, like, it's just
sweet. It sounds nicer. You're right. I need to adopt a pet name for Dallas. You are right. I do, because I sound naggy otherwise.
But we have a common theme here, Loren. Maybe you want to pick this one.
Ooh, Russell and Waxhaw. Welcome to the Manny Roy and Loren Morning Show.
Good. How are you doing?
Awesome. So what is your nickname?
My girlfriend and I call each other Boob or Booby or Boober.
same thing here. We did that for a little bit.
Yeah, we're getting a ton of text messages, too, that are like booby butt.
Booby butt.
I heard you say it and had to call.
Yeah.
Thanks, Russell. Thanks for listening, bud. Enjoy Waxhaw today.
Yeah, man. You have a good day.
Yeah, man. And I thought we were weird.
Yeah.
I thought we were like one in the...
You're so basic.
Yeah, I thought we were like unique calling each other boobies.
Sugarfoot, Sweet Cheeks, Butterfly.
Sugarfoot?
Yeah. Another sugar something came in, too, and I can't, you know.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Sugar tea.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a compliment?
I don't know.
I thought you were going to say it, man. My heart just skipped a beat.
Allison Bostic, welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Hi.
Loren's looking for names for her husband. What do you guys use together?
So we call each other by our spirit animals. So he's grizzly bear and I'm koala bear.
Okay. Dad would like grizzly bear.
Yep.
Hey, grizzly.
Thanks, Alice.
Yep.
And you only do it when you guys are in a good mood with each other, right?
Oh, for sure.
If grizzly bear forgot something, it's not grizzly bear.
Yeah.
It's going to be his real name. Now, follow me on this. His name's Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you go to the city? You know, there was a TV show called Dallas a long time ago. One of the famous characters on Dallas was... JR.
Okay.
That's also the name of our boss, so you can start calling him JR.
That's weird.
Yeah, that would be really weird.
I don't think I can do that.
What about a famous Cowboy football player? Roy, you're a Cowboy fan. Start naming them out.
Tony Romo. Dak Prescott.
Wow.
Emmett, Mike Emmett. Emmett Smith.
Mike Emmett.
Call him Emmett.
Emmett. Yeah.
Huh.
I know my football players. I know my man.
Now look at you.
All right, this is Kat and Charlotte.
Hey, how are you guys?
We're good, Kat. Loren is looking for a nickname. 87% of Americans have pet names for each other, and Loren's looking for one. What do you got?
We call each other Love. I'll be like, hey, Love, can you get me this? Or, good morning, Love.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Little British.
Hello, Love.
Mm-hmm.
That's sweet.
I call Cash Love Bug.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yep. You have one for your kid. You need one for your husband. Yeah. Thanks, Kat. Have a great day.
You too.
All right. It's a big day for you, Loren. Your son's first day of school. You're getting a nickname, pet name for your husband.
Watch out now. It's a whole new me.
Hey, do you want to promote Mock Maid? Because we promoted it here every day for the past 2 days.
Go like the Mock Maid podcast where you subscribe to podcasts. Subscribe to Mock Maid. You're going to love it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.